traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So all those people should shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Yes.
Some lights.
Yeah. Yes. And by the way, you know who you are.
You know, as soon as you add dicks to it, you ruin the whole, like, the whole flow of it.
Bro, we love talking about dicks.
Yeah,
dude.
See, I actually heavily disagree with you.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of girth in the subject matter that is cock.
Why start in the dick sand? That's something to climb into and then get out of later.
Bad start. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one dick in the podcast in the world.
No.
Here we are. We're back. I'm not in the mood. Boys, I'm not in the fucking mood.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you right now.
What's wrong?
I'm a little lethargic today.
Yep.
That's all.
You've been tenderizing that meat of yours
a lot
lately.
No, actually, here's why.
You've been beating it.
Because my masturbatory levels have been higher than usual.
Yeah.
But maybe because, okay, so I had an epiphany. I had found myself getting a bit angrier than usual during
the
day.
I've been on the receiving end of it. Dude.
Yeah, right? So yeah, you experience it. And so something's clearly off.
Yeah.
And the only thing I've changed in my 25 years of existence on this planet is the motherfucking ganja plant. That good kush, Mary Jane, my friend. It's the only thing I've changed during this quarantine. Mm-hmm. And I think it's finally affecting me. I think I've hit my weed cap. Remember, I've been joking, like, yo, I'm a pothead, and I wanted to experiment with it. It was smoking and see what it did to me, see how I react, if I like it, if I don't. It was cool, had some benefits, mm-hmm. but it appears that it may be affecting me negatively now. And so I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might be going through weed withdrawals.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I have to laugh at that. Just someone who's going through actual withdrawals. They do exist.
Yeah.
They do exist. Weed withdrawals do exist. Me and him had this conversation about this the other day. And, you know, he was like, I've been feeling like these certain feelings, whether it be anxiety or frustration or anger
or
whatever.
Just mood swings.
And I said, this is unlike you. You are the most headstrong individual I've ever met in my entire life. You've never been able to relate to me on any of my issues because you don't have them. And now that you have them, I started doing some contact tracing. I started doing my investigative work.
Yep.
And the one thing I found was, it's hard to imagine, when you add in a drug that is meant to change the chemical makeup of your brain, and then you start experiencing symptoms of the makeup of the chemical balance of your brain happening, it's almost like those two are just right next to each other, dude. It's just an easy... And listen, I'm not knocking weed. Relatively safe drug. You got to use it responsibly, and you have to be the right person for it. But I think Logan might be starting to feel some of those psychological withdrawals.
It's all started to add up.
I think so. And I don't like it. I don't like the idea of being codependent on anything.
Mm-hmm.
There was one. I've been not drinking coffee these past 2 days because I would notice when I smoke weed, I got up a little groggy.
Uh-huh.
In order to get rid of the grogginess, I drink coffee. So now I'm in this fucking weird ass cycle, and I don't like it. And so right now you may be experiencing, you know, the version of me that is returning to the normal sociopath.
Topic though, because it's such like a JV type shit compared to like watching this are gonna be like, that's not true, weed doesn't do that kind of stuff, but it surely has an effect, and not only the effect of you stopping it, but I started to notice that you would just be like, damn man, like I think I'll just go downstairs and smoke some weed. I'm like, do you really want to tonight? And you're just like, I want to relax, man. And you started like using it as like a crutch.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is just a telltale sign. You got to be careful with it. It's a drug like any other drug. It can have the same kind of effects on you.
And in general, I know this about myself. I don't mix well with drugs. Logan Paul does not mix well with drugs. It's a fact I know about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I did the thing and now we're here. Dude, I had a crippling anxiety attack the other night. I've never had that in my life.
I can't believe that. Yeah,
25 years
crippling.
Dude,
I didn't see any of this.
Yo,
he wasn't here. He was back in Vegas.
Bad. Bad. Poor Josie.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking rehabilitated me, resuscitated me back to life. Thank God she was.
Wow.
It was bad, dude.
Well, what started it?
I just my mind was racing with thoughts that just bad thoughts, dude. Mm-hmm. And like real unhealthy. And I told Josie, I was like, yo, this is something's wrong. Something is off with mm-hmm. me. This has not happened. You know me.
Did you smoke that day?
I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. I don't think so. I think that may have been the night before.
Mm-mm. Because also you were partying a little bit too. And I did tell him that hangover is a yeah. culprit for that kind of action too. But something tells me that his massive increase over, you know, year over year on the amount of weed that he's been yeah. intaking is probably a good, it, you know,
and
is it, the contributor that I think it is, you know.
I blame quarantine.
I only, are you just losing your mind?
Well, mind you, I only started at the beginning of the quarantine. Oh. Just like everyone else, I was fucking bored. Like, quarantine sucks. You're stuck in your home, I might as well smoke, right? Okay, I did. Now I'm finding it may not be the best thing for me. It's cool for everyone who smokes. Like, I get it. Just make sure you monitor yourself. That's yeah. the one thing I'm good at. One thing you guys are actually good at holding me accountable. The other night, I was thinking about it. You're like, nah, you should take a break for a bit. Like, that one sentence spurred me into what is now my dry streak. Like, I you helped me immensely.
Yeah, weed heads will acknowledge that too. Like, they're not, you know, they're the first people to say, yo, just because it works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for everybody. Yeah, they're very understanding. And not everybody, I personally can't smoke weed. It fires up all those thoughts. It gives me anxiety. Even an indica strain that's meant to put me to sleep, for some reason, I just don't tolerate it well. And so,
moderation is also a thing I'm not so good at. I'm zero.
Maxing out every single night as much as you possibly can.
No bueno.
Speaking of no bueno.
Yeah.
I hate to be the one to say it because I took some heat in the comments. It was perfect timing on the last episode, but we got some fake news.
Fake
news. Not fake news. Fake news.
Potentially,
the noose that was found in Bubba Wallace's garage, according to an FBI investigation, had been there since 2019. Mm-hmm. And there would have been no way for someone to have known that he would be getting that garage. And so this has become a massive, massive news story over the past 24 hours.
Yeah.
The noose was, at least what we're hearing now, found out to be a classic garage hang that you would pull a garage door down with.
Supposedly.
Because
I saw the picture.
Yeah.
And this was it.
Oh, I screenshotted it.
It was interesting because I saw it and definitely looks like a noose, like a little tiny noose. Mm-hmm. Like someone who may have been trying to fuck with Bubba Wallace came in, tied it up real quick and ran away. But maybe not. Maybe it is a garage pool.
Or the person knew how to tie a knot and they happened to tie that one.
But that's the thing, bro. I've like any other person who's dealt with mechanics, motorized vehicles, and garages their entire life, like a garage pool is a thing. It does exist.
Yeah.
I've never seen a garage pool in that shape.
Sure.
So there's video evidence from this FBI investigation that noose was actually in garage number 4 at that speedway since October 2019. That said, if Bubba Wallace thought it was a fucking noose and misspoke, his anger or sadness or being scared about it or upset about it is warranted.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And NASCAR did a great job handling it. The drivers rallied behind Bubba Wallace, and so of course, the people who subscribe to fake news are using this as a way to stick Bubba Wallace with Jussie Smollett.
Smollett,
turn this into a massive fake noose situation, when in reality it could have been a miscommunication. Listen, no movement is going to be perfect. If one side has, you know, one mess up, I think people should not go and call them out for it. Mm-hmm. The only time I think movements deserve to be called out is when they're wrong every single fucking day, which we know there's a couple of those going on right now where they just lie 24/7. Yeah. Those movements should be called out. And, you know, I think there should be more of an investigation. We'll get to the bottom of it. But, you know, like there's newscasters that are taking heat now for speaking out in support of Bubba. And
well, that's it's just a big old mess. Like, we still support Bubba in the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, although it may potentially have been an error, like a misidentified rope, we still support the fucking movement to the T, and I don't mind it. Like, it was beautiful. Walking down the track with the whole entire NASCAR group following him, it was awesome.
If it took an accident to make that gesture happen, I think it's good. I mean, they still walk in solidarity. It was beautiful.
Exactly. What's not good is like the Jussie Smollett thing. Sure. Like fuck
of course.
That, fuck
Can't
that guy.
Cry Wolf.
Of course, yeah, but it sucks now to see it, you know, kind of slightly at least invalidated by how it came to be, you know? And so people only talk about the bad. And that's like the biggest story of the news cycle that we live in is people love to focus on the negatives, you know? So, you know, we'll follow it. But evidently the guy that I had hoped to fall down the stairs is off the hook. He's off the hook. You don't have to fall down the stairs anymore now.
Bubba Wallace says, it's been an emotional few days. First off, I want to say how relieved I am that the investigation revealed that this wasn't what we feared it was. I want to thank my team, NASCAR, and the FBI for acting swiftly and treating this as a real threat. I think we'll gladly take a little embarrassment over what the alternatives could have been. Make no mistake, though some will try, this should not detract from the show of unity we had on Monday and the progress we've made as a sport to be more welcoming environment for all of us. So incredible. Pretty much exactly what we said. So. Yeah. All right, cool. Cool. All right, well, so...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Here we are. We have a guest today. Very special woman in my life. I love her a lot. More than any woman, actually, ever. Probably because she birthed me. Came right out of her stomach because I was a C-section. I was a little troublemaking bitch from day one. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'd like to bring in my sweet, sweet, beloved mother. Good morning, Pamela.
Oh, she's going the reverse route. Alex Jones route. We got an Alex Jones route.
Hi, Pam.
All right, Ma.
Hi.
We love you.
Wait,
a
high five?
Oh.
Oh.
You gonna kiss my cheek?
Oh, maybe some lights for that.
Some parents and kids kiss on the lips. We never been like that. She tried. She fucking tried. You've tried, Ma.
I will try again.
No. What? Come on. Y'all have to admit that's weird. Like, when you see Tom Brady kissing his kid on the mouth, this is a little... That's not for me.
I'm not a fan of it. I mean, look how much Joe Biden gets.
I love you so much, Ma. I'm never kissing you on the mouth.
Okay.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, now I feel bad. But also, I'm not a fucking weirdo. So
I get it. I don't know why I do that.
I'll tell you why.
My parents.
Your whole family does it.
Yeah, okay.
I've witnessed you kiss all your cousins on the mouth.
Yeah, I do.
You know.
I'm just a kisser.
Your friends and I'm just, that ain't me.
Pam, kiss that mic. Kiss that mic. Get close to it. No, don't, not actually. Just stay close to it.
No,
so we can hear you.
I know what these things have been through. I watch Impulsive.
Every episode.
That's good.
Every episode except for the recent one you did because I was here and I just didn't have time.
Do you enjoy the show?
I do.
Is there ever times where you're like, damn, what has happened with my son's life? How did he end up on this show talking about dicks?
That's one of the subjects like that gets me like going
riled up.
It's like, yeah, like constant talk about
dicks and
dicks.
We call it the dick sand because we get stuck in it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it started there today.
Yeah, it's our fault. Yeah. And look, we're even back here.
I blame
as we speak.
These two though. I don't blame Mac.
What do you mean? He's obsessed with
that's right.
Peen.
Well, he doesn't show that. You do.
Pam, do you think that you could look any more like a mom? If you try, you are the most mom-looking mom I've ever, and I mean that in the most respectful
like, what
and honoring.
Does that mean?
I don't know. It's something about your demeanor. Your hello, everybody. It's me, Pam. Logan's mom.
Do I really like, have that accent?
Well, you know, the thing is, it's not. It's a very challenging accent to nail down. But you know,
it's the Ohio accent. Apparently, we have a little twang with our A's. Okay. Challenge, talent.
I could see that.
You know?
But that's not a mom thing. That's in Ohio.
Well, I don't know what it is exactly. To be honest.
Now you're calculating from Mississippi.
I just think if you like, look in the dictionary, there's the word mom. There's probably a picture of you.
Yes.
Right next to it.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, definitely. You're a great mom.
And because of how like loving, supportive, like you have all those very momish, like you're not Amish, you're momish.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know? You're momish.
When you were in high school,
Did you think, wow, I'm going to be a great mom? Or were you just trying to be a teenage girl doing gymnastics?
I was trying to be an athlete. Yeah. I never thought about marriage or being a mom.
We made an interesting choice with the marriage, I got to say. I'm glad, you know?
Yeah, look good.
Yeah.
You came out, Jake.
Yep. But you were an athlete in high school. You were an athlete in high school.
What's that look?
I said that's pretty good.
You're like, huh? Yes, I was.
Is that where Jake got it from? I would say me, but I lost my fight, so.
Okay, one fight does not constitute being a bad athlete. You had a bad break.
I had the top.
Well, I didn't lose two fights. All right, easy, Andre.
That's right.
I'm 0-1-1.
And by the way, I'm pretty sure you won both fights.
Oh, wow. Clip it, Bread Batch.
Here it goes.
Clip it, Bread Batch.
So there. See? Right, thank guys, you, guys. Milton. Thanks
what
for
a shoulda, coulda. You can't change your past. You can't even change your future because it didn't happen yet.
Fist me.
What are you here?
Yes.
Don't fist me. I'm Pam. I'm so sorry.
But yes, to answer your question, that is, I think, why you and Jake are good athletes.
Really?
Not just me, your family, the generations before me.
So tell me about
it. Like, I didn't just become an athlete. Like,
yeah, but growing up, I remember I loved running.
Oh,
I felt so fast.
Yeah.
And I remember telling you, I was like, Mom, I think I have like a thing. I was like five,
yeah,
six. I was like, I think I'm fast. When me and Mac would race in the playground.
Yes.
And
exactly.
turns out what Grandpa Spike, rest in peace, it was.
Grandpa Spike and his dad, Grandpa Rib, Uncle Dave was very fast.
Sorry, was that Grandpa Rib?
Yeah, his real name was Wilbur.
Oh, yeah.
And the middle initial was R. Don't ask me where they came, Rib. Somebody could.
No, I have
that in the family, but
I have the same thing with my auntie clavicle. So I completely understand where you're coming from here.
Okay. Ba-dum-bum. Anyway, so
Pam, who's your favorite kid? Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's
a question that came in from Twitter. It's the main question. Yeah.
And Twitter?
Yeah.
You're watching Twitter?
Yeah.
Social media platform.
Oh. Okay. But who is my favorite kid? Milton.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
No.
Barely any resemblance.
Yeah.
From the dark side.
Mac is my favorite.
All right, I'm sorry. You don't have to answer. Go back. You're an athlete.
Both my boys.
But surely you lean towards Jake a little more. Admit it.
No, I surely don't.
Admit it.
No.
You always have.
He's the baby, so I feel like sometimes it seems like that, and he needs more support and emotion in that, and so I feel like that's why you perceive that.
Okay.
You have never needed, like, that's not really true. I mean, obviously you need mother love and stuff, but motherly love, but it's different with you. You're not as emotional.
He's a sociopath.
He's not a sociopath.
Let's call a spade a spade. The kid doesn't need, he's a brick wall as a human.
Not anymore.
No, you're really loosened up. Becoming more loving and thoughtful.
Yeah.
But so maybe now, you know, you'll need my support more because I think you have grown a lot in the last few years over that.
What about you, Ma?
What about me?
Has it been hard to go from regular Ohio mother to the mom of two of the most controversial social media stars on the planet?
I try not to think about it.
But it's just the reality.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Situation.
It's
like, it's got to be stressful.
A lot of people ask me that question, and it's just what it evolved to. Like, you and Jake were always destined to be something big, I think. That was my, like, thought. I don't say it or express it. It was just a feeling. But I didn't know it would be like this, obviously. But I knew that you would do something amazing, and it just evolved into this. The part that's hard is the negativity and all the hate and all the everything you do in this is in the spotlight, and then you get really, really beat down for it, and that's the hard part as a mom. Because look, every single person out there, all the haters, all the people that you know are after you and Jake for everything you do wrong, are not perfect people. And as soon as they're perfect, then they can, you know, complain about you. But they're not. So they a need lot to of that, just shut their trap.
A lot of that... I've seen a lot of that...
That was the nice way of saying what I really want
would
to say.
Would you ever swear on Impulsive?
Yeah.
Right. Go for it.
See if we can get that out of
you. So all those people should shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Some lights.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe and, not again. And by the way, you know who you are.
Oh, calling out Tfue.
Tfue?
No, I'm so sorry.
I don't even know Tfue.
Tfue, yeah.
Isn't he a gamer?
I just took a guess.
Yeah, he's my twin. Got yoked recently.
Yeah, let's pull that up. That's why I said that, I think.
No, very impressive. Yeah.
Just like sideline.
So what happened? Tfue been working out, and he put a side by side on his Twitter today. He's one of the best gamers in the world, Ma.
Wow.
Look at this. Look at the gains.
He is your twin.
Yeah,
he's him.
He's Logan.
Could you spot the difference if me and Tfue were in a room standing next to each other?
I could, but if you really glanced really quickly,
yeah,
people, I'm sure he's been mistaken for you. If you and Jake are mistaken for each other, that could definitely happen.
Mike, you pointed something out to me earlier, and I hate to.
I'll fucking say it, dude. He's not training chest.
Tfue, you got to get
he's
on the bench.
He's not training chest. He's training, it's almost like he's doing barbell curls all day long.
Well, you see when
what other workouts are there?
That's the only workout you don't do.
And I was about to say.
I don't want to be a fucking a baked potato telling you this because I am. Who am I to give advice on it? But I will say biceps is a vanity workout. People should be training fucking chest, quads. We don't struggle with undeveloped muscle, Jay-Z once said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You focus on the fucking core, bro, and the rest follows. That said, the kids' arms are fucking boa
massive. Who knew? Who knew? I wonder if this helps or affects his gaming in any way. Probably not, right?
He's probably sharper.
I don't know.
I don't think it
because all right. So one thing I found is when you get a little bit more mass in the arms, I feel like your mobility kind of slows down a little bit because you've got more
That's
mass.
That's what I'm
to
saying.
Move.
That's what I'm saying.
So he's got to move that mouse around fast, and he's almost at can't wipe his ass level with these fucking things.
Oh my god!
Yo, he's definitely training fast twitch muscles though. So he's definitely got.
Yo, here's the other thing about
speed.
Like,
yeah,
like when training like that.
When I ran into him in Miami, one thing I noticed, I don't know if everyone knows this, the kid's fucking big.
Yeah.
6'2", same height as me, big kid. And I remember we were partying, drinking a little bit, and I was like, getting along with him. I was like, you know what I like about you, bro? You're a gamer, but you're not like a geek. Like, you're cool as fuck. You get along with people. You come out to the club, you party. And he goes, yeah, bro, I'm not a fucking geek. And now, I really believe it.
That's crazy, bro. I mean, it's uncanny the resemblance between you two. You know, you two look alike. You got the body build now, the gaming pass, current cop. It's just like the...
Wait, Logan wasn't a gamer.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. The gaming was the one right. That stood out in that statement, too. Okay, yeah, no problem.
Anyways.
Okay. A little awkward there. So, Pam, back to you being a mom.
Yeah, like, I never... Like, what else would I look like?
Well, hold on. Were there any seeds you planted, you think you planted during parenthood that may have contributed to what happened with Jake? And I just the way we developed our like extremely optimistic mindset.
Yeah.
And what were they?
They were what I learned as a child from my dad is you have to manifest and see and believe and repeat and listen and hear it in your head all the things that you want to happen. My dad literally gave me, you know, tapes. What are those 8 cassette tapes in the day when I was a gymnast? And he gave them to me and I listened to them over and over and over. And I remember giving it to you once. You and Jake had a big wrestling match coming up. And I gave it to you, and you listened to it, and literally you both killed it. I mean, you definitely came in first.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nope.
What?
I lost that tournament.
No, you didn't.
I did. Jimmy Emerson.
Avon Lake. I lost second place.
Shout out Jim Emerson.
Yeah, shout out Jimmy. but well, okay. Let me go back because you know I think you're great. So maybe I said first, but you did well.
Yeah,
you really did well, and I saw a big difference. But the point being is, all the positive thinking and all the notes that you would put in your bathroom and stuff has transcended. That's probably it. I didn't do anything else.
So that's actually what I was hoping you were saying. You did a lot more, obviously. And I also think you're selling yourself short as a gymnast. Can you please give yourself some credentials?
Weren't Qualify
you,
like, yourself.
No, your team placed first in the state of Ohio gymnastics.
Yeah, so I never even had a formal gymnastics level or lesson in my life. And I just was naturally good at flipping around the bars on the playground and stuff. And we lived out in the country in Pennsylvania and Michigan and stuff. So when we moved to Ohio, they actually had organized sports, go figure. And so I got on the like seventh grade and eighth grade gymnastics team, but it was mostly dancing and stuff. But they saw my potential and they picked me to be the lead, you know, person in this dance routine and with this guy who's a gymnast. So that really, I think, sparked my competitiveness. And then in ninth grade, tried out for the gymnastics team, literally green as green could be. I was this tall and this skinny, had no formal training at all. Learned a back handspring on a couch cushion and made the gymnastics team. And by 10th grade, a few of the high-level gymnasts on my team who went to nationals, like when they were 10 and 11, took me under the wing because they saw my potential. And by 10th grade, I went to state. And state in Ohio for gymnastics, it's probably not quite as big of a, well, I guess it would be accomplishment as wrestling. It's a Division I type state.
Yeah.
And so I went and performed my floor routine. I didn't go all around. It was floor routine. And
did you have the things that you
would... No. The rhythm gymnastics. No.
Ribbons?
No, it wasn't ribbon. Mm-hmm. It was just strictly like floor bars being vault. Uh-huh. And we took first that year.
Yeah.
Not to my credit. My credit was making it after being 1 year on a gymnastics team and being chosen to go. And then in 10th grade, we took second. And then in senior year, we took third. And
So they actually, you actually got worse because you were on the team.
Yeah, things just fell apart.
Right. Yeah. I got worse.
That's all
right. Yeah. No, the team, you know, you have people graduating just like the quarterbacks who go to a different team.
There's a friend of ours in the space that we're in whose mother you went to high school with.
Yeah.
I know you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say who it is.
I do.
But the mom said that you were very popular in high school.
Yeah, I guess so. There were 742 kids in my class and...
She said you were a really good gymnast. Maybe that was why. But mom, I also know you weren't like slutting it around. So like were you like a hot girl or?
No, I was average, I think. I was
so humble.
Guys like athletes, like good personalities, friendly, liked to have fun and party and stuff. We didn't
You party?
Not party, but we go to party. We were 8. You could drink when you're 18. So, of course, we started when we were 16.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we had parties every weekend in Lakewood. It's Friday, Saturday nights. Party. So I like to have fun. And people like that. And personality sometimes helps looks.
When did you take your first sip of alcohol, Ma?
I was in ninth grade at a gymnastics party. And my gymnastics friends gave me a beer.
What kind of, do you remember what kind of beer it was?
It was probably like Miller Lite.
Oh, yeah. Classic American.
Yeah.
Nice domestic taste.
Yep. Yeah. So they were older than I was, so.
But you didn't like it or, because you didn't actually.
No, I liked beer then.
But you didn't send it. Like, you have always been a very pristine woman.
Wow. All these compliments.
Yeah, that was great.
Dude. I'm very balanced. Let's put it that way.
Like on the balance beam because you're a gymnast?
Well,
like,
I was terrible on the balance beam. That was my worst. yeah. Yeah. Let's not talk about the balance beam. Now I'd be great. But yeah.
I noticed your balance was really good when we went on a cute little like tandem bike ride yesterday.
Yeah.
And
it was fun.
No offense to Josie, but I told Josie this. I noticed your balance was a little better. It might be because you're smaller.
No, I just have good balance.
You're compact, but your balance was good.
Well, you used to do that all the time as a kid, too. I mean, you probably still have those chops, right?
Totally. Yeah. And I could ride no hands easy.
You could ride the bike with no handlebars.
All the time.
Wow. Classic. No handlebars. Please don't sue us.
Are we allowed not to see them? No, it had handlebars. I just didn't hold on.
Just reversing for a sec, you mentioned the manifestation that your dad instilled in you. And I actually didn't know that. I didn't know that he had done it. I thought it was a thing that had happened kind of with your generation with that book, The Secret.
No.
That had been passed down because I remember listening to the tape and I also remember losing. That's why I mentioned it because.
Did you manifest losing?
No, you have no idea.
I will lose.
Coming in second when you're not doing that great and make getting all the way to second place is not.
Yeah, but I was so confident, Ma. I was so, honestly just
well,
like.
Look
just
what
like,
happened after that.
Just hell more second places.
Hello. No.
Just endless second places.
I have pictures. I have pictures, trophy.
Yeah, well, I got one trophy.
One thing I love about Pam, and it almost came out right there, is like, dude, she is fiercely like defendant of her children, and I'm sure all moms are, but she's willing to go to bat online for them in person. Like, she'll take you to the fucking streets for these kids. You know, I've seen it happen.
It's true.
You mentioned it before that you don't like the negative side of the internet, and I know. Like my mom does, you've struggled a little bit with that negative attention for your kids. I've seen it beat you up because I've talked to you on the phone at times when things got really bad.
Yep.
Do you feel like is there less bad stuff happening now, or are you just more ready for it to come and less likely to feel that way? Because I remember it really used to hurt you, and I can understand that.
Yeah, I'm conditioned more now, and of course it's still going to happen because they're still. Jake and Logan, they're still boys and they're still under 26 years old. And it's going to happen and it still does happen and they're still going to make some poor choices. And sometimes they're going to do things that I disagree should get so much negative attention. But I'm conditioned and I just kind of don't give a lot of
F's anymore
to these people who make no sense. I know who my kids are.
Are you upset, off camera? Are you upset that Jake stole everything from that mall in Arizona?
Yeah, I wish. You know, I actually went through his bedroom.
That was sarcasm.
Yeah,
I
told him to give it all back. No, I could not believe that people thought he was looting. Like seriously, I was getting texts like, "Oh, Jake's looting in Arizona." I'm like,
do you get a lot of texts from your friends about what they're doing?
Not my friends. My friends text me supportive.
Cool.
My family, is. Mostly supportive, but they get worried just like I do. Our families very much, they care about each other. So they get worried, but then they get more worried about me and how I'm going to, you know, handle stuff. But I did get a couple family text messages that I was like, seriously, you guys need to just back off.
Headlines are fun. We all love a good clickbaity headline, whether we know it's true or not.
Right. You do. I'd like the truth.
So same, but a lot of people don't give a fuck what the truth is.
I know.
It's 2020. It's much more fun to read a headline and be like, fuck these people. Everyone is so...
You know what? Not to interrupt, but to interrupt you, it's not the headline. And it's not Twitter people and stuff. It's what happens legally that really just...
Yeah, you
gets
actually
me
run...
Hard. Gets me so hard. Well, I hate it.
I don't know that I'd use that term, but...
It gets me like... It hits me hard.
Yeah, that works better. That's sure. I mean, and by the way, in 2020, if it gets you hard too, that's fine. I have no problem with that. Yeah. There's no issue.
Can she chew the gum?
Yeah.
Oh, Blue Chew.
What happens?
Eating Blue Chew?
No.
Oh.
But what happens when a girl eats Blue Chew?
Well,
what happens when a boy takes Plan B? I suggested this to Josie for a YouTube video.
We've fallen off a cliff here.
Yeah, we have. So let's go back to the...
What happened?
Does anyone have an answer? I want an answer. Someone comment below.
I'm sure Google knows.
Dude, can you imagine we just... I mean, shit. That'd be crazy.
You just cancel all your boys down there?
I want to do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I want grandkids someday.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Hey there, viewer. We interrupt this programming to bring you our sponsor. Jade Black is back. Jade Black started out of frustration of being unable to find any high-quality, fashionable frames at affordable prices. Any good-quality pair normally costs over $150, and Jade Black has set out to change that. They're made of Italian acetate and polarized lenses, and they sell for $49, and they just restocked their Prism, their blue light-blocking collection. It was sold out for over 5 months and has a 10,000-person waiting list. You might ask, why do you need these glasses?
So a little information right here. Digital devices like a phone, laptop that you use for several hours every day emit blue light that suppresses your body's production of melatonin, the hormone that regulates your sleep-wake cycles. So exposure to this blue light at night makes your body think that it's still daytime, thus making it harder for you to fall asleep. And Jade Black glasses block this light to help you better regulate your melatonin levels and maintain a consistent sleeping pattern. They can also add prescription to their blue light glasses for only $75. Use code IMPULSIVE for 10% off your next purchase. That is code IMPULSIVE. The link for the Jade Black sunglasses are in the description. Back to the episode.
You have taken that hat, though, because I've seen it. And obviously, we talk a little bit behind the scenes, and I know how many roles you play. But, you know, you do a lot. You do a lot on the legal side, too. And I'm curious, and I'm trying to think of the right way to pose this question without anyone saying that it sounded a certain way or not, but what do you believe is the reason why Jake keeps ending up in the scenarios that he does, whereas Logan's been able to stop?
Age, maturity level, and I think Jake has like this magical thinking a little bit, like that's not going to get me in trouble. That's, oh, that'll be all right. Oh, I want to do it. Or he goes head first without thinking. And I'm hoping that's going to change. I really, really am. I also think and I'm not talking about right this past 6 months. I'm talking in the past, first Team 10 house, the whole thing. The vibe was not, it just got so hyped and out of control. And that just started, you know, when you start manifesting stuff. And I just kept, I think it just kept building and building, getting worse. And you had to be, there was no good team that said, what are you doing? Stop. This is what's going to happen.
Does he have that
even
now?
Wait a minute. Even if there was, I'm not sure it would have made a whole lot of difference. Mm-hmm. It got him where he is. Yeah. Like, I don't like it, but it, you know, some of what went on, but it got him where he is. And I also think is when you're in the news and you're being flashy and stuff and people see that, or Forbes says, you know, Jake and Logan make $20 million a year. There are those people that are going to come after you if you make them mad, and they're going to sue you. So that's what happens.
Do you think one thing that I think we've probably talked to him about before, too, is as you start to put together a portfolio of positive and beneficial choices in life, I believe that target on your back starts to get smaller and smaller. I personally believe that when you have the target on your back, the size of the one that exists on Jake and the size of the one that existed on him in early 2018, any tiny slip up is a trip right back to the gulag.
Agreed.
Right.
Agreed.
And so it's like, you know, it's almost like, damn, it'll be nice when the kid gets a little bit of momentum and starts putting together some good choices.
Yeah.
And he'll notice that then there's a lot more room for error. Like if you know, like a little mess up here and there, people are like, yeah, but look at how good he's been doing.
Yeah. It's going to take time. Logan's just getting there now. And Logan's not the one who always had the propensity to get in trouble. He didn't ever. And Jake did. He just, that's, you know, that comes from the family background too. Like,
Troublemakers.
Mm-hmm.
What about our cousin Adam?
Adam, Levine. Uncle Dave.
Yeah.
My dad.
Oh no.
Grandparents. Wow. Your dad.
Holy shit.
Your dad's brothers.
Oh yeah.
You know, like they're all fun loving people who just want to just
they're hooligans,
cause
bro.
Trouble.
They're all hooligans.
No, that we all were like that. I you know, like I could get in a fight once or twice.
That's a Lakewood mentality, I think.
It could be
that's
also.
Just where it was.
It really could be. Mm. That's why I like Mac's parents. They're just like me.
Yeah.
We're all.
Oh yeah. Cause y'all went to the same high school as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Me and Mac are pretty deeply intertwined, huh?
Yeah. Mm.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Should we hit that YouTube rewind button?
Let's do it.
I want it over there.
I'm not going to go get up ahead if you want to. That's
why. What happens when you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. We go back into the past.
Yeah, we go back into the Zoosh days.
Oh, the Zoosh days.
When we first started making YouTube videos.
I always just thought that my kids were hilarious. I thought, but I didn't say anything to anyone because it's my kids. I thought I was being prejudiced.
Oh,
and
God.
When they wanted to jump out a window, I was like, go ahead.
You weren't concerned about our health and safety, Ma?
No, I knew you could do it.
But I didn't know I could do it.
I knew you could. You were athletic.
Oh, wow.
But when we were making videos
look how cute they are. Oh, my God.
Surely you didn't think like, wow, my kids were weird or
no.
Let me ask you a question.
I did not think you were weird.
I actually want to pick. I have a bone to pick with
that
you.
That was weird. No, I'm just kidding. You have a bone to pick with me?
You what? Saw us Uh-oh. Making these videos.
Yes.
And I don't think there was a, besides the fact that you definitely
that was an enchantment.
Facilitated us.
Yeah.
With our stuff. I'm not sure you fostered it that much.
What do you mean fostered it?
You let us make the videos.
Uh-huh.
You didn't encourage it.
Right.
Why?
I just let you do what you want. Because you're more creative. I don't know. I didn't know anything about making. I'm not a creator.
But I'm surely, like, I've said this. And
I didn't know what you were doing.
But I've said this on this podcast before.
Ouch.
Like, when I am an adult and a parent, and I notice my kid is taking a liking to something, I'm going to foster his growth to make sure that he's becoming the best at the thing he's doing.
I have to jump in.
No, hold on. Because I believe that the instincts of children, the instincts of young people, says a lot about who they truly are as people. If you look back at what my interests when I was a kid from like 5 to 10,
mm-hmm.
I'm literally doing all of that stuff right now. And I got lucky. I got lucky that I happened. Like, remember when I was an author? I wanted to be an author when I grew up.
Yeah.
Then I wanted to be an athlete.
Yep.
And then I wanted to make, then I wanted to be an actor and make videos. And I got lucky that I, in a weird fucking way, have gotten to do all those things. But besides you kind of just, letting me do it, like, I was leading.
I know. I didn't have any clue what, like, that's not, wasn't our world.
But
acting,
you didn't care to, like, but you didn't care to educate yourself at all or even, even.
Well, at the time there was so what I was going to say was, I want to defend Pam on it just a little bit, just because, all right. So 5 years ago, if your kid was just playing Mortal Kombat all day or Call of Duty.
But I did that too.
No. You would let it go on, but there's no parent that 5 years ago would have been like, hey, you get on that Xbox because in 5 years, esports is going to be so popping and I want you to be on the front wave. No.
That's so true.
Her not telling you to stop was the way, but at the time saying to you, oh yeah, you keep creating those videos of you walking into a log fort outside and you and your brother cutting each other's legs off.
Right.
No, at the time, the parently thing to do was say, keep wrestling, get your scholarship, go to school. She did exactly what she should have done as a parent at the time.
Thank you, Mike.
You're asking her to be foreseer, oracle of sorts. Thank you, Andre.
Yes.
To know that the industry's about to take off. No one would fucking know that. That's like
in five years
there could be competitive masturbating. We don't know that it's not going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to.
But would I say, Logan, now get down.
You get in there and you bust a nut, son. You got to get those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers, kid.
Well, I always wonder.
It wasn't that competitive.
Like, when I came out to LA and I would be with these, like, actors, these child actors, my first question is, like, how did you get into this? How did you, why?
Because they went into, they went the traditional route, number one. You were never interested in that, or you did not.
I didn't know what it was, Mom. I was
Neither
10 years old.
I
was,
and we lived in Ohio, and there was nothing going on.
So that's what I'm saying.
Well,
so because there was a conscious decision made to just stay in a bubble and
yeah, I was decide, very comfortable there.
That's what I'm saying. Comfortability led to maybe I could have been, I don't know, something...
Better something, than you are?
Something more, yeah.
Well, look,
seriously.
You broadened my horizons then. Thank you. Because I was perfectly happy in that bubble and you were good and it was protective. Like, would I have ever said, oh, yeah, we need to go out to LA and make Logan and Jake an actor?
I just think parents
child
need
actors
to start.
Got a bad, like, rap. They seemed like they grew up and then weren't happy. Mm. I mean, look at a lot of them.
I just think parents need to start thinking a bit more dynamically about how they're raising their children.
All right, well, we're...
That's very progressive
easy
thinking.
Easy to say.
And it'll be fun to watch Logan do it. But, you know, the majority, 98% of the country are sitting in their city of choice telling the kids, yo, you could do whatever you want to do. But also at the same time, like, go do it. I'm not going
to
sit there and say to you, hey, Logan, like, you know, cut off your brother's leg between 3 and 5 today. When you're done cutting his leg off, cut his hand off and make a joke about it for Vine or whatever. Like,
and here's the opposite of that is a lot of parents would have been like, you're not going to make any money sitting there, you know,
that's fucked up
making
that, yeah,
videos
right.
and whatever. And stopping somebody from their goals. Like, a lot of parents would be like, no, like, I came from an academic family and athletic and that kind of stuff. So it was like, you go to school, you get your good grades. That's how I was raised. That's how you're focused. And that's how you're going to make money and have a stable job. You go to college.
Let me clarify. Let me clarify.
College. That was definitely in Ohio.
College. Let me clarify. I was always thankful that you let us make videos. Because I remember the first time we were doing it, like a 9-10-year-old putting a video online about himself is kind of fucking dangerous. Mm-hmm. Our address like showed up in some of them. We were afraid to show our last name. That's why we call ourselves Zoosh.
Yep.
I was thankful you let us do that. But in hindsight, as an adult, I've always wondered where the good job, son. How can I help you do the thing that you love to do?
I did do that. I filmed. I followed you around.
She made mac and cheese.
I made mac and cheese.
There was a lot of mac and cheese.
I put like up with you guys constantly, like we said a minute ago, jumping out the window, making a mess, you know, doing things that were kind of dangerous, like riding the bike off the picnic table or you know,
that's my favorite video.
My support in what I thought was me letting you do that, even though most parents probably thought I was crazy. Yeah.
Pam never said no, but she didn't say go. Right.
Wow.
Like,
Nice. Wow, well said.
It's not her fault that she didn't say go. She just didn't know where that go would take you or anything about that world.
And me as a parent, I see my kids doing these videos. I'm gonna get heavily involved.
Okay, but
I'm gonna
now you do.
That
now
is like hindsight. Of course. Totally.
No, 100%. Yeah. But if
you can't blame her. She did everything she could as a mom, which is take care of you. Did you do their laundry?
Yeah.
Did you get them to school and cook them food and give them a home to sleep in and all of the above things?
And provide them very nicely with whatever they needed and wanted. And I was exactly. And not even just the basics. Like I was at every wrestling match,
I'm not belittling your support. That was unending. It's like quite literally. It's just you did all the things a mom did.
Yeah.
This was me as a creator and the insanely optimistic person I am wondering what would have happened if I did,
I
did take a theater class, which I never did because I didn't know
what it was. I actually wonder what would happen if you took a theater class too. I look back and wonder that too, but it didn't seem like it was your interest. You worked so hard on school and athletics.
Because that's what I was told to do.
There was a little side.
That's what I was told to do.
I know, but there was that side thing you did that we just thought was fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of time in Ohio to just like do whatever we wanted. Mm. So we would go to school, get good grades, then play sports, do well in sports. Yeah. And then after all of that, still have time to make weird little YouTube videos.
I think it's cool that you have that insight and you're going to learn. I mean, no parent.
Well, that's all it is. I'm sorry if this came off a little bit like an attack. This is a podcast. This is a podcast. We talk about things that I'm positive people will raise their kids different because of what they heard in this podcast.
They definitely will.
That's why we do this.
Because
by the way, you know I fucking love you. I never would have been able to do the fact that you were the one family in Ohio that didn't stop their kids from making these weird, cringy ass videos is like why we became who we became.
Exactly.
It also could lead in a different direction too, because you know myself, and I know there's a lot of kids out there like me, rebel against whatever their parents tell them to do. Mm-hmm. So in a way, I mean, if you had told me, hey, kid, you got a real spirit for these videos, I would have said, wait a second, this is a trick. My parents are telling me to make these videos. So like, what one? And number two, we don't have to sit here and think like, were all of the right things done on Pam's part? Were all the right things done on GP's part? And I'll tell you why. We have evidence of the product sitting right next to us that says that every single thing, to an extent, that GP and Pam did was exactly fucking right.
I love it.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To an extent. I'm not going to, nobody's perfect, right? But like, how are we going to sit here and argue about whether it was right or wrong when we're sitting next to the product of the action?
I was just curious. I don't know what wrong is, right is when it comes to parenting. What the fuck do I know? I'm just wondering.
My final thing on it too is parents, and especially moms I've found, my mom as well, are oftentimes a bit reluctant to push their children towards a new and expanding direction, because let me tell you, if she pushed you and it didn't work out and she didn't tell you, Logan, go to school, get your highest grades, get that scholarship, wrestle your ass off, and you didn't become the biggest YouTube creator building forts, cutting your brother's leg off, she would regret that for the rest of her fucking life, dude. Like, my parents take that shit very seriously. And that's why at the end of the day, statistically speaking, school and that pursue is still the fastest way to get a comfortable living. Are you going to be rich off of it? No, but at the time she wanted her son to buy a house of his own, have a family in Ohio and Westlake later on in his life. So
here's a question. Ask me if today I was raising let's say I got pregnant 5 years ago and my kid was turning 5, 6.
You tell me we had a little sibling?
Yeah, let's say you had a sibling.
Wow.
Would I push them in the direction of YouTube and this world and all that?
I bet you would. I bet you would.
Oh, sorry. Would you?
Probably.
I'll tell you why. You would be dumb not to in this individual circumstance, because it's Logan Paul's little brother.
But still.
By the way, we've had this conversation. I've tried to convince her to not go through menopause in the past, and then get dad's tubes untied and somehow make a baby using a surrogate. I was gonna say something.
What was it?
Go for it.
What did you say?
Parents wanting you to take the comfort route and make sure you get your schooling.
Because if you didn't,
that was another thing. I'm not here to knock school. I'm actually the kid who's gonna say, don't drop out of college.
Stay in school.
Pay attention in school and work your fucking ass off. School, above all for me, taught me how to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It also taught me how to internalize, focus, set a goal, and achieve it.
Yep.
Like, I really do think...
That's what school's for.
Although the schooling system needs a major upgrade. It's not worthless. The school, right. You see the entrepreneurs, especially nowadays, YouTubers, job specifically is contributing towards it. Like, fuck school, fuck college. Dude, that sentence rings true for about 1% maybe of people. A lot of people need that typical
structure,
curriculum.
Yeah. Discipline. Yeah. Yeah.
It gives you the wherewithal to then be able to pursue other things, like you said. It teaches you how to learn and listen.
That's one thing, though, you did push me in because you knew it. You knew if my kid does well in school, I bet he'll be more likely to succeed.
Yes.
School and sports, you did push me.
Yeah. Yep.
But I also understand, even just talking about it now, because like, who knew what YouTube was going to become? We thought it was a hobby.
I guess now
knowing this generation that like quite literally anything is possible. Like we know that now, like Donald Trump is president. Literally any fucking thing is possible. That's maybe why I'm have adopted this mindset if I notice my kid is drawing at a young age, like I'm gonna get him an easel and a canvas. And you did those two things too.
Right. When you got your magic, you know, you had your head injury and you picked your magic, I got you all the magic tricks.
Yeah.
And when you wanted a parrot, I took you to the store and you bought a parrot. And when you know,
Maverick the parrot. Remember when we got him?
Oh, you were with him?
I love Maverick. I was with him.
Wow. Here's my question. Because you're kind of like walking back what you were saying. Did you guys ever have an open conversation about Logan's interest in YouTube
Never.
Or being a content
that's
creator?
That's what I'm saying. There was
never. I literally didn't know what YouTube was.
So until if you never told your mom that you liked that you were doing this thing.
Well, she knew.
Did it,
I'm sure.
Of course, you knew that he liked it. But if you never explicitly said, how is she supposed to know that you were like, oh, wow, I really like this thing. And it's giving me so much fun and excitement.
I didn't pick up that was... more interesting to you, or possibly more interesting
than just a hobby.
Than just a hobby.
When I made the phone call in college,
about 6 months through my first year, and I said, "Mom, I don't know if I'm coming back next year. I'm gonna do you a solid. I'm gonna finish this first year.
Yeah.
With a 4-0, by the way. Goddamn, watch me.
I know you did.
Were you scared?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I was.
I was making money on Vine by then.
I know. I wasn't scared about money. It was giving up an opportunity, like getting a college education for free, that you got a scholarship, and it was 4 years. You know, and again, I was raised in an academic household, so it was like that college degree be pretty important. But I remember Uncle Dave saying, when you got your first brand deal, and we were up at Lake Winnipesaukee, and Uncle Dave said, he ain't going back to school.
He said, he called it?
Oh, he ain't going to college is what he said.
Wow,
he said
that?
This is before you entered college, that like was, the summer between. And I was like, Uncle Dave, don't you dare say that. And he's the most educated, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, but he's also a genius, so he called it.
Wow.
That boy ain't going to college. Who is this?
No, Uncle Dave? Uncle Dave's a legend. He's probably the most legendary in the whole family. Really? Yeah. No, he's a legend, bro.
Yeah,
work
dad's
with the Rockefellers,
brother.
Big money type of guy.
I was going to say, I don't want to distract or detract from your point either, because you are right. Like, I would encourage young parents out there nowadays to go ahead and foster those creative pursuits.
There's so many.
Well, I get that. I'm not saying that you could have done a better job or anything. But to his point, you know, like, yeah, go out there and push your kids to try new shit. Go out there and facilitate and help cultivate those new interests that they have. And then the other thing, when we were talking about school, at the very least, school can be a fallback. One thing about this kid and his brother that no one will argue and people talk about, and some people don't get it, I don't think truly get it, is these kids work their asses off. I mean, and I'm around all the creators. I'm around all the fucking creators. We know all of them. These kids, and I speak about him mostly, work from the second they get up to the second they go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why that's important is because the advice I would give to the person out there who is in school but is like, but I could drop out of college, and that's what the YouTubers are telling me and the business guys are telling me to drop out of college so I could pursue something else. No, no, no. That's not how it works. You do both.
Yes.
You do both. You go to school, you go to your classes, you get your 4.3 or your 4.0 or whatever your GPA or QPA is at your school. You leave and you get back on the fucking computer at 6 p.m. and you work till 2 a.m. You get up. That's how you do it.
Yep.
Everybody that has anything in this world right now grinded till they couldn't fucking grind anymore.
Right.
I never left a single job behind until the next one was lined up and making more money than the one before it. And that's when I stepped away. It was never, oh, I'm going to give up this $100,000 a year job with 401k and benefits and take my chances in Los Angeles.
Right.
No, it was when the job in Los Angeles is locked, then I give my 6 months or my 2 weeks or whatever.
No, that's good advice.
I was going to say, I noticed that about you. I had this epiphany the other day, actually. I admire that you've been so good at always having that fallback. And it's interesting because for you specifically, the thing that you took the leap on had always worked. I think it's like a personality thing, but you're the king at like doing a bunch of different things.
Diversify.
Yeah, because
it's the king.
Yeah.
It's the king of everything. Diversify your revenue streams, your work, everything. If me and Lana broke up tomorrow and views were down to 1 million views a video or the channel crumbled or YouTube deplatformed, I got 46 other fucking things that I could do, and I could say without a shadow of a doubt, I will be hot forever in something, whether it's authoring books, making movies, working with Logan Paul on the Maverick team, building a new diversify, diversify, diversify. Yeah. You should be getting money from everybody, dude.
That's good advice.
Everybody. Not just one thing. It's not, yo, I'm giving up everything and doing one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways.
Here we are, Ma.
Here we are.
Who'd the hard work come from? GP.
Yeah.
Had to be GP.
You got to admit.
No. I was just going to say, no. Greg definitely is a very hard worker and very, confident, always thinking of the next thing and how to sustain, for sure. It's actually I remember sitting in the front seat of his car driving when we were first dating. It was one of the first things that I really admired about him. There was no other person that I dated who I don't even know they had a job, number one. Greg was already like working and painting and roofing and stuff like that. It was very attractive to know that somebody had some, like, I don't know, goals.
Yeah, some drive.
And some drive. Yeah. The kids our age weren't really like that, but I was raised like that. Mm-hmm. I've been have a job since I was 12 years old.
Yeah,
delivering
yeah.
newspapers yeah, yeah, yeah. and same, cleaning office same. Buildings yep. and running the elevator and counting ads in the Trading Times and babysitting and still coming home and having to make the dinner and stuff because my parents were divorced and, you know, gymnastics and stuff. So, yeah, we were driven, but both our families were like that. So, you know, our kids saw it, but GP is definitely – very into
the workhorse.
He's yeah. a workhorse for sure. Yeah. I work hard, but I also like my tennis. I like I do like.
And thank yeah. God. Good. That,
no,
good.
That's what I put work into. She's,
for all the tennis players out there, my mother is a 4.5. Is that correct?
No, I'm 4.0.
Wait, I thought you were 4.5.
She might have been
I
at one point.
I play up on 4.5 sometimes, but I am.
My mom's a 4.0 too. You guys should play.
No
absolutely.
Way.
I totally want to wow. meet your mom.
She's been playing since I was a child.
You've never met her?
No, I've never what? Met Robin. Yeah.
Amara
no.
called you Robin yesterday. She confused her boyfriend's mom for her boyfriend's best friend's mom. That one seemed weird.
No, it just came out.
What are your thoughts on that little lady? On my sweet
Lana's
beloved.
Just so sweet.
Have you seen her work?
No, I no.
So I'm the reason I bring
you
it up.
Don't push her into that category all the time.
Fantastic, thank
like,
you.
Like, yeah, she's a different person than that. I mean, yes, that's her past and stuff, but that's just I like what looking and learning about her as she is now yeah. because that's.
Everyone agrees.
How I know
yeah,
her.
She's a sweetheart.
It's
she's
a big, really sweet. It's a big topic right now, and the reason I brought it up is for the past couple of days, Mia Khalifa has been in the news, and she's got a similar story to Amara or Lana, whatever you want to call her. She worked in the industry for a little bit herself, only a matter of months, made very little money, whereas obviously Lana made a lot. And when Mia left, she now is out of the industry for 5 years, has a husband. Has a fiance, but continues to suffer under attacks because of the choices of her past. And listen, I'm not going to tell people, you know, that they won't have to live with the decisions they make. But also, it's just at what point, like coming from me, obviously, for someone who has done the terrible and traumatic things that I've done in my past, I've been awarded a second chance.
Yep, I read your book.
Thank you. And so and that. Good. That makes me feel very good, and it mm-hmm. makes me feel kind of upset that people have to continue to go through that, you know. And yeah. and I believe my guess, and I want to hear about it from you, is that it's a certain person that has the desire to make those jokes and keep people boxed up like that. I'm a little bit more of a liberal of a person. If you've made mistakes in your past, no matter what they are, I am mm-hmm. always willing to give people a second chance right. and look at them as the person they are today. But like, what are your...
Why shouldn't we give people a second chance?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
I'll tell you why right now. And I've said it before. I'll say it again. You're only as good as the last big thing you did. Unfortunately, it's the way the world works.
That's true. That's true.
So I was that dude who did that thing in Japan.
I know, but
until
you
I turned my life around yeah. and made my content really good and made yeah. a podcast that people enjoyed
well,
watching because
chance.
I actually have a brain. Right. But it's not like it was handed to me.
No.
I said this at the end
it.
Of my speech after the tie against KSI in the boxing match. It was in the Maverick documentary. I said, I'm not asking to be forgiven. I'm asking for a chance, or I'm asking to earn the chance to be forgiven.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
I get that.
I believe I earned that. Mm-hmm. And then slowly, through a very strategic, meticulous, somewhat difficult evolution, but a good one, it happened. And I can feel that now. Mia Khalifa, I totally get what she's saying, and it sucks.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Even Amara, but... Amara has leveled up.
So she
Amara
has
gone to the next
thing.
Level.
And now, you know, you if you look Lana Rhodes or Amara up on Google because of me and also because of him,
yeah.
the majority of the hits now are YouTube videos. And
right.
and so when you watch this extremely, extremely sweet, down-to-earth, level-headed, supportive, and beautiful girl, it takes a very certain person to then dilute that person down to their worst mistakes in
right.
life. She's not proud of the stuff she did in the past. She wishes she hadn't done it. She got tied up in an industry that is disgusting. The shit that the agents say, you're going to fucking do this scene today mm-hmm. or your ass is out of the fucking... I mean, I've heard horror stories yeah. of what goes on in that industry.
Pam yeah. said it earlier in the show. No, I'm forgetting.
That's all right.
Dang it.
We'll give you a second chance.
Said a few things.
I had it.
You'll pull it back. But honestly, yeah. it's been you know, it was tough for me at first, but also, you know, like she's come to terms with it. And now, you know, soon enough she'll be meeting my mom. Mm-hmm. And my mom is very similar to me. She's like, listen, I don't give a fuck what this girl did in the past. I don't care. If she treats you well and you guys love each other and you're both happy, then who gives a fuck what anybody else has to say about it? And that's the way my mom thinks of it. Yep. You know, like she's very liberal. She doesn't care. And I've said it multiple times on other shows too. And Logan, this is my favorite talking point for Logan. People, all these guys out there, first of all, the majority of them are the same guys that jerk off first, and then they go and talk shit about her.
Yeah.
But they all to her porn, and then they go talk shit about how she's so disgusting. But okay. The funnier part of it is they also are these guys that think that all the other girls out there are perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't have that past because there's no video evidence.
No video. Yeah.
So, Sam, you said earlier in the show, once those people are perfect, then they can start being haters, right?
Exactly.
But I got a question. Your boys both have controversial pasts. Mm-hmm. What's something that you want to see for their future?
Ooh, I know. I pray about this a lot. I stare at their photos at my bedside with my little shrine. Yeah, my little shrine. It is a shrine. Yeah, it's got the palms and stuff from Palm Sunday and the cross. And I prayed for this before they were even born when I was praying to get pregnant. It's that they grow up to be responsible, respectful, and make a difference for the good of the world. Now, that's a very broad statement, but I've said it since literally, they were a thought in my head. And I still say it every day. And then I get specific. I really enjoy my greatest joy comes from when they help children.
Really?
When they help children who need, self-esteem boosting and they need comedy and they need to meet you or Jake because, they're dying and that's their dying wish. And that is the greatest joy. I mean, what helping other people and especially kids and sick kids. I would love to start like a foundation for sick kids, but I know it's been done and all that, but I'm a nurse, a caretaker.
Call it the Logan and Jake Paul's Mom Foundation. We'll just come and meet all of them, make videos.
How about the family?
The family foundation, but to make a difference to children and to inspire them, because certainly this world needs the next generation of kids to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Like
needs. I've said this before. I think Generation Z is going to be hopefully the generation that starts to flip this world.
Your generation is making noise and trying to do it.
Yeah.
But it's going to take years. Yep. And so this next generation, if you, Jake, Mike, Mac, and anyone in your team that helps from behind the scenes, not just you guys, can help make that happen. It is so important.
Yep. He already obviously does a decent chunk of it. He's actually supposed to have a Make-A-Wish call after this episode today. And I've always been so proud to watch him do those things in the past.
Yeah.
I'll speak for myself. I'm underdeveloped there myself. I should be. I mean, obviously, like the book has been great. And but that's not.
It's a start.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't do it all. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah.
And you had to fix yourself to get to where you are, to write the book, to inspire other people, and it's just going to continue.
Yesterday I was on my road bike because that's what I do for exercise. I like to ride my Cannondale and it helped me lose a lot of weight and also helped me to clear my mind a lot because you're no distractions. You got to focus on the road. You're just focusing on your pedals and on your legs.
Yep.
And it got me to thinking, it was one of the things that really helped me in my early recovery. And I was thinking about maybe putting together a program to get addicts bikes.
That's cool as fuck.
That would be
really
cool.
Because
Mike's bikes.
Mac, you and the nomenclature is amazing.
Mike's bikes.
That's incredible.
I'm a word guy for
you,
sure.
You
that
are.
Is amazing.
Mike.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Because people do need a second focus. Whenever I reach out to fans or they reach to me and I talk back, it's what, they want to know my advice or what the kids would say. It's always about taking care of your body first, getting the exercise.
So
it's for stress, anxiety, depression, anything. Forget the drugs, forget smoking weed to get feeling, calmer and stuff. Have you been exercising?
He hasn't. No. I've been giving him Pam. I've been giving him a lot of shit.
I was over there listening to you saying how you're having anxiety stuff. Logan, you never had anxiety. You don't. You have anxiety probably from smoking too much weed and maybe the environment of Corona and everybody's nerve. Everybody has a little more anxiety than they did have, but covering it up with artificial means is not good. And then overdoing it, again, there's moderation, there's balance. I cannot believe you haven't been exercising.
Not at all.
Like, I exercise twice a day during coronavirus. I also drink 2 glasses of wine.
That's fine. I mean, the doctor kind of orders that.
No, right. But the point is, everyone's doing, like staying inside, maybe eating more, maybe drinking more. But why aren't you exercising?
Why would I?
All of you should be. Why? You are.
Why? I exercise
because
every
day. I go back to the subject is of depression and anxiety and stuff, and getting your body healthy prevents and helps reduce anxiety.
It is the largest individual dumper of neurotransmitter, positive neurotransmitters in the world.
Your
and that's
dopamine,
why.
Your, like, I'm no scientist, but just go out and go for a run and come back and realize how good you feel.
I don't disagree. The reason I ask why would I, and I'm just kind of like picking your brain, is because aesthetically, for whatever reason, I fell into this like pretty good looking body.
Oh, it's not about looks at all.
It's okay, not. Okay, so it's not, right? Yeah, so it's not. So a lot of people would disagree and tell you they work out to look good. I'm not there. That's not what I'm saying. So now you're telling me I should work out to not have one anxiety attack that I had my whole life?
No, just in general, just to help your whole outlook on life. Anxiety, if you're...
But here's the problem that I fall into.
If you're feeling a little stressed or you need a distraction.
I take an hour out of my day. When I work out, I get hot, I get red, I get flushed. When I'm hot and red and flushed, it translates on camera. I now have less energy to put into my content.
Hey, that's true.
And yeah. when I was vlogging every day in 2017, I was finally catching like that serious momentum. I also noticed I stopped working out. And I was able to put more energy into my content, which in turn built the empire around me.
Okay.
So now that I'm back on this like extreme content machine that in this particular wave doesn't involve a boxing match yet. I'm not good at moderation. I'm good at attacking one thing
literally
fucking
just gonna say
head
that.
On.
But that's
Logan,
not always that's not always positive either.
You might be right. You might be right.
You know, but I mean,
working out to the point where you're red and you're sweating, just go get out, walk on the treadmill. Yeah. I'm not saying go hard, and you just said I don't do anything in moderation. Maybe you need to learn to do something in moderation a little bit.
But
just a little.
I'm more afraid of the man who's practiced one kick 1,000 times than the man who's practiced 1,000 kicks one time each. Do you hear what I'm saying?
What are you practicing or not practicing?
The one thing I've practiced 1,000 times is creating the best content in the world.
This is that statement I made earlier where the person's like, I want to make it big in LA, so I'm leaving college.
Mm-hmm.
You think every day happens to work out perfectly for me to get a 20-mile ride in? I fit that shit the fuck in. If I got a podcast early, I'm riding late. If I got a podcast late, I'm riding early. If I got content to put out the next day, business plan meetings with you, it all has to work into the schedule. I'm not telling you to work out. I don't think she's telling you to work out to avoid the one anxiety attack. I think what you're doing is you're stunting your available growth and neurotransmitter happy drugs. You're when you get out there and you start getting active, whether it's yoga.
Yeah.
I don't even give a fuck if you just go and do
yoga. It could be.
It's flexing that brain.
When I'm done with my workouts, I'm fucking exhausted.
You work out like
I have
psychopath.
Nothing
I'm
left
not
to
talking
give.
About that. You work out. You're used to your boxing workout.
I'm not talking about that either.
Just anything to
do
get
a dance
the muscles.
Class for crying
I'll do a dance class any day. I'm still really active.
I have a guy. No freebies until he lets like me come dance with him, but I'll show you who he is, and it's so fun.
Is that the one you were dancing with, Jake?
Mm-hmm. No. This is online through YouTube.
By the way, I'm not proud of this mentality. I'm just iterating my thoughts and like what I'm also really good. Y'all know this. At justifying bullshit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm just trying to tell myself, like, this is not good. I'm going to start working out again.
This has been such an important topic, which is why I brought Mike's bikes. It's been such an important topic for me to get to the addict, okay? Because the addict or the person who's dealing with any struggle, whether it's some sort of mental depression, anxiety, whatever, or an addiction, they come out of addiction or in their daily struggle missing those chemicals that make them feel good. And so right. they look for crutches or they overeat or whatever.
Yeah.
And when I found out what it felt like to even sweat for 5 minutes,
yeah.
anything, just go outside, walk 100 laps around a track. Mac loves walking. It's one of his favorite fucking things.
Yeah.
When I started to get on the bike, I wouldn't get home drenched in sweat. I would come home, I would have a nice gloss on me, and I would feel more at ease.
Right.
In my life.
Right. You don't go so hard that you're exhausted.
Maybe I'll start with quick, like, 2-3 mile jog every day, which by the way, I can.
2-3 miles.
Bruh.
Just a quick one.
I'll bet you.
Oh, you'd crush it.
You heard it here first on Impulsive. I could run a 6-minute mile,
I'm sure.
A 5-minute, 30-second mile right now if I walked outside.
I will bet you $100 that you can't do that.
Which one? Oh, 5:30 or 6?
5:30. You said 5:30. I'm taking that one. Duh.
Yeah, $100? Jake just ran
$100, 0% chance you could do it.
Isn't Jake a better runner than him too, or
no? No, I think
over distance he is. I've seen Jake run. Yeah.
Oh, maybe. He okay, is. I didn't know that.
But it's so funny. Like immediately, like I'm like, out there and do something. He goes straight to. I guarantee you, I can run a 5 flat.
Exactly.
Because it's not like I'm out of shape.
No, you are. You don't look out of shape.
5-minute, 30-second mile.
Yeah.
Shake my fucking hand. $100, I could do it. We're going right after this podcast.
All right, you're fucked.
Oh, I can't wait to do this.
I love this.
But this is what I'm talking about. It's called moderation. Forget that this is funny and I want you to do it. But just go out and run 1 mile or jump in the pool.
I will run 1 mile under 5:30. That's an 11 mile an hour pace. Whew.
Wait.
And it's hot out.
It's that?
Yeah. It's I think it's 12.
That's extremely fast. Isn't it? I mean, it's pretty. Oh,
yeah, it's fast.
No, it's 11. It's 11. Sorry.
No, that's fast.
It's fast. I saw Jake do that for 2 miles once on a treadmill, which is crazy.
Really?
Yeah, he's sharp. Jake could do it. But all I'm saying is, I don't think I'm out of shape. Maybe I am. We'll see.
No, you can be fat. This will be a good indicator. Yeah.
There's no chance. Yeah. That's all I gotta say.
But also, just go back to my mom advice here is you got to work out a little bit. Just do something fun.
Just something.
I did a backflip the other day.
That's true. I saw
in the ring.
Yeah, if I do enough of those, I'm sure I could probably get some sort.
Probably could hurt yourself because you haven't warmed up.
I've been trying to get him on the bike with me, and he won't do it.
I got weak legs, ma.
But they'll get stronger.
Because my knee injuries.
I know, and I don't love the bike for you. I don't like street biking. I know too many people who get hit by a car.
Oh, you're talking about riding the bike on the street?
Yes.
There's a lot of paths around here, but I do agree. I mean, I have to spend about 15 to 20 minutes a day getting to the paths, and it is horrifying because everybody's fucking texting.
People don't pay attention.
We could definitely all find some like more discipline together and like all start working out together because it's actually a lot of fun.
Why don't we put a bunch of stationary bikes in the back of a trailer and Milton can pull us around Encino down Ventura?
That sounds actually hilarious and be a lot of fun.
That'd be fun. We could do it.
That would be fun.
Yeah, just for fun stuff.
We should like a soul cycle on the go. I might be honest with you. We got Mike's bikes, we got the soul cycle on the go.
We don't even need Milt to drag us. We could do one of those ones where you pedal and it propels the vehicle. Do you know what I'm saying? So we all, you know, the
Flintstones.
Ones.
Oh. Yeah. The Flintstones?
Yeah, like a Flintstones. Also, another thing, and I think it would be cool for you to maybe do this with your mom, and me and Matt could take the one behind you. Right at the place I always cycle, they have the pedal ducks, the swans.
Oh.
Where you swan around the pond.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
That'd be nice. See, you and your mom could spend some time together.
Well, we did the tandem bike yesterday. Yeah. I don't want to remind you, but I'm on my way home, and I hear this. I'm like, what the fuck is that? No, mom, you good? She
cycling?
No, I have a reason because Logan doesn't know how to switch gears, and he had it in the high gear going uphill, and he's pedaling with his legs, and I'm pedaling with my short little legs, and I was like, something's wrong here because like I do work out, but it was hot.
It was hard.
So we stopped for a second. I caught my breath, get back on, and Logan puts it down into the low gear, made it home. Yeah, and the whole rest of the way was uphill.
I can't wait to run this mile.
Bro. Do we have footage of that? I'm gonna be
cramping like a motherfucker
in my calves.
I don't know why you think you could do that.
I'm not sure why you agreed
We're vlogging
to that. I don't know why you agreed to that, but
and we'll give the feedback on the next episode too, as if we completed the mile or not.
Maybe completed the mile is a good one. If you're doing a 5:30 pace, it's possible that you don't even finish the mile. I'm just like, you don't even know how hard that is right now.
Right.
For you not running for the past, I don't know, 2.5 months.
Right.
You're in trouble smoking.
Oh my God.
Oh, it seems like all the smoking has made Logan forget that he smokes weed now.
Yeah. No, it's made him forget that you can't just go out and run a 5:30 mile.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll cycle it while you're
Do it. Let's go.
I'll drive.
Let's go to a track after. how long have we been gone? Let's
can I drop one more thing? Sure. As you're watching this, the Varsity Blues drop, shopthenightshift.com. You got fucking shirts, shorts, all on Champion Goods. Go check it out if you'd like to. I'm not telling you you have to do it, but if you don't have to, go check it out.
Whatever you feel.
You can do whatever.
Mom, you're a sweetheart.
Thank you.
And I want to, no, thank you for coming on my show and let me talk shit to you.
It was my pleasure, sort of.
So she'll be here till Monday. I'm taking her to the ranch, which should be fun. Everyone said it's the best purchase I've ever made. So
really?
It's exciting to be able to show something.
I know,
like
I'm
that.
Very excited.
Yeah, it's
gonna be proud of him.
I am.
Thank you, Mom. Be proud of him.
I love you.
What about her? Does she do her socials?
Good morning, Pamela. Like, where can they follow you on Instagram?
Good morning, Pamela. So I'm not vlogging, as you know, but my Instagram is Pam_Stepnick. And I am TikToking with my niece Taylor, which has been a ball.
Ooh.
Making dances.
You don't have to go watch those.
It's fun. TikTok's fun.
Thanks, Pam. We love you so much.
I love Pam, dude. You're
Wait, you
honestly
guys don't
my
like
second
TikTok?
Favorite mom, dude.
No, no. It's, you know.
Listen, you're doing TikTok.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we have to.
Listen, I don't really care about TikTok. It's just fun dancing.
True. You ever think about moving into a TikTok house?
No. Ew.
Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.